877-929-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, April is National Child Abuse Awareness Month. Tonight, we will discuss some of the issues facing girls of color. And our guest tonight is one of the DMV's own.
People have said that I am too young to have these thoughts on my own. People have said that I am a tool of some nameless adult. It's not true. My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote.
Well, we know she inspired thousands during last year's March for Our Lives rally on the National Mall. Tonight, we sit down with Naomi Wadler to talk about her latest initiatives to improve her community. The phone lines are open, and we'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open, and we're live on WHUR's Facebook page as well, and you can share your questions or comments on Twitter. Join us at Daily Drum WHUR. Naomi Wadler, thank you so much for joining us. Social justice activist and motivational speaker, and we heard just a little bit of your motivational speech that was given last year. March was the one-year anniversary of that rally and you coming to national prominence. What compelled you to join your fellow activists on that big stage last year?
So it's really just all the issues that I saw girls of color were facing, and I also saw that not much was being done about it. And I felt so bad for myself, and I felt so bad for all the girls of color who were facing these issues, and nobody really cared. And so also, George Clooney called me, so that was a little convincing.
That was the easy one, right?
Yeah. George Clooney. and I was just really excited because I knew that I had something important to say, and it was an opportunity for me to have a really big platform, and so I took it.
Naomi, you were 11 years old. National Mall, cameras on you. Were you nervous?
I was completely nervous. I was so scared. I get this feeling in the pit of my stomach where it's just terror, but it was so fun. And I remember being on the stage and thinking to myself, this is really fun. And I saw all the people and everybody was cheering and clapping, and it was just a real visual representation of how many people supported that movement.
Now tell me what has happened since then. I know a large part of your speech and your involvement was about gun violence, and you live in the district. Tell me what you have learned right in that year since. Is gun violence still a big part of your motivational speaking and your activism, or have you taken on many other issues?
Gun violence is definitely what I started on, but specifically gun violence against girls of color. And many people kind of just lumped me into the gun violence group, but I really want to be much more than that. And I want to talk about issues facing girls of color because that's something that's true to me. And while I have witnessed gun violence and I've been educated on the topic, it's not really my story because I've never experienced it firsthand. And so I wanted to be able to talk about something that I know and that I live and that I am. And so I decided to talk about girls of color.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight is Naomi Wadler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. And if many of you go to YouTube, or many of you remember from last year, she gave a fantastic speech as part of the March for Our Lives rally on the National Mall. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you, and we're talking about issues facing our community. And tonight we have Naomi Wadler, 12 years old. And Naomi, you said in that speech on the National Mall, many people say that we are too young and the thoughts that we have are not our own. And you said, not true. Who gave you these thoughts? How did you come up with this kind of analytical thinking on your own? Sort of what inspired you to think about these issues in a way that many people three times your age don't even think about?
Nobody gave those thoughts to me. I just had them because I had witnessed all of these terrible things happening and I had analyzed them in my head and I had come up with these thoughts. And so many people, because I'm young and because different activists are young, they dismiss what they have to say. But I was there to say that that's not acceptable because it's what we have to say and it's the truth. And if you don't want to listen to it, that's not our fault, but it's what's happening.
Now share with our listeners your partnership with Safe Shores. Something took place this past Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Safe Shores is the D.C. Children's Advocacy Center, and most girls that walk through that door and that need their help are girls of color, and so it's really close to my heart, and they're just really, it's really important for me to help be partnered with them because the kids that walk through those doors and the kids that need that help need to know that they're loved and that they will get through whatever they're going through.
And Naomi Wattler is a person of color, a young lady of color, just in case you can't see her and you don't know. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Again, April is a National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and so we're talking about that. Naomi is not an adult. She's still a child. She's 12 years old, but she has the thoughts of someone much more mature beyond her age. 202-319-7810. If you have some thoughts on the issues that are facing our community, those issues that Naomi is addressing, gun violence, abuse against children, abuse against women, we'd like to hear from you, your questions, your comments. If you were at the National Mall last year and saw her and you were part of the March for Our Lives rally, we'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Naomi, you are a student at Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me about the reaction from your friends and fellow students to your activism, your speech last year, just in general. What kind of feedback have you gotten?
People were really surprised, especially the adults, because you don't really expect that a 12-year-old or a bunch of 12-year-olds are going to stage a walkout at their school.
And before you go forward, talk a little bit about mm-hmm. that, because before you even gave your speech on the National Mall, mm-hmm. right, you all, what, about 18 of you all? I may have the number wrong.
60.
60 of you. You walked out for 18 minutes, mm-hmm. right? You walked out of your school. Tell us about that and why you did it and how you even organized something like that.
So me and my friend Carter Anderson wanted to stage a walkout for the 17 killed in the Parkland shooting. And we got a bunch of friends together and we had meetings every week, and we created a press packet. they really created the press packet. I wasn't really a part of that. I'm not going to take credit for that.
Okay.
But we originally met with our principal, and he said that we couldn't do that and that it was for kids who were older than us. And we did it anyway, and we started having those meetings, and we heard about the murder of girl of color, Cortland Arrington in Birmingham, Alabama. She was shot and killed at her school. She was a high school student. And we noticed that that wasn't getting as much press as the Parkland shooting. And we were noticing that. And Carter started to notice that, just like I had been noticing. The girls of color, when they're shot and killed and when they're a part of gun violence, they don't get as much attention. And so Carter brought the idea to me, and we added one more minute for Cortland, and we ended up having 18 minutes.
And what was the school's reaction to your walkout?
So they made us have, they tried to barricade it. They didn't want us to do it. So they said, oh, okay, you can do a walkout, but every single student has to get their parents to sign them out. And so we were like, okay. And so we had the parents give permission for other adults to sign them out. And we eventually got everybody signed out and we got permission slips. And we were on the lawn for 18 minutes.
She is Naomi Wattler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. And she is 12 years old, and she is one of our own here in the DMV. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have some questions for this magnificent 12-year-old, please give us a call. If you have comments on the issues that we're talking about, it is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we're talking about issues, gun violence, abuse in our communities, especially against women. We're talking about those issues tonight. 202-319-7810. Let's go to the phone lines in Bonita is calling from D.C. Go right ahead, Benita, with your question or comment. Are you there, Benita? Okay, we'll get back to Benita. Give us a call back. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk a little bit about what you're also doing, Naomi, in terms of leading the charge against awareness on child abuse. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you're doing with that and how you've taken that on?
So April is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and I think the child abuse is often an issue that people don't think about. And I think that after you've been through something as horrific as abuse, you don't really think that you're valued because somebody treated you, multiple people might have treated you like you were nothing. And so it's really about helping those kids and helping them come back from that and realize that they are worth something and that they are worth so much and that they can do amazing things no matter what's happened to them.
Any of the issues so far that you've taken on, has anything surprised you, demoralized you, kind of made you step back and say, oh no, I don't know if I want to be this involved in stuff like this. I could be home playing PS4 or being on the internet doing different things. Have you ever, especially in the last year, thought maybe I want to step back?
No. If everybody who started being an activist just stepped back, nothing would be accomplished.
Wow. You've kind of dropped the mic on that one. I don't know really how to follow that one up. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. A 12-year-old dropping wisdom tonight. She is Naomi Wadler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. Many of you may remember her from the March for Our Lives rally on the National Mall and her 3.5-minute inspiring speech that she gave on the mall regarding gun violence and abuse and issues that are important to many of us. And we're talking about those issues tonight with Naomi. Let's go back to the phone lines. Teresa is calling from Maryland. She has a question or a comment. Go right ahead, Teresa.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to congratulate her and tell her to keep it up. She is so well-spoken, and she has a drive that is unbelievable. I'm calling from Maryland. She is absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Teresa. What does it make you, how do you feel when you hear things like that, Naomi?
Well, it definitely makes me want to keep going, and it makes me know the impact that I've had, which is still something that I struggle with, recognizing just what I said on the National Mall, and so it definitely makes me feel good.
202-319-7810. Again, she is Naomi Wadler, social justice activist and motivational speaker. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Peter is calling from Rockville, Maryland. Go right ahead, Peter.
Hey, Naomi, how you doing? Naomi, I just want to congratulate you. I think you're amazing. Your parents should be extremely proud of you. You're doing an amazing job, and you're inspiring. You inspired me, and you know, I could imagine the impact that you have in the area, in the DMV area, and I could imagine what the future holds for you. Best wishes.
Thank you so much, Peter. Another congratulations for you, Naomi. Have you gotten any in the last year, Naomi, any sort of negative feel from folks? And how do you handle that? And what does that look like or sounded like?
So I'm now on social media at Naomi Wadler, and that's definitely a good outlet for negative people. And somebody called me the N-word. And Cheerios is sponsoring my digital show with Ellen DeGeneres, Diversity. And some guy said that he wasn't going to eat Cheerios anymore because it was sponsoring my show. And so, yes, I've definitely gotten a bit of negative comments. But you know what? I just step back because if that's how they're going to think, that's how they can think. And I'm not going to touch them.
She is Naomi Wadler. She is outstanding social justice activist and motivational speaker, folks. Some might say stay off Twitter, and that's probably a good thing that you're doing, staying away from that. She will continue with us. We're going to bump over to the other side, Sirius XM channel 141. You do not want to miss this conversation. If you're on the line, stay right there. If not, the phone lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Again, she is Naomi Wadler, she of the March for Our Lives rally on the National Mall. She's here to share her thoughts and her insights. as a 12-year-old. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. SiriusXM channel 141 202 319 7810. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are having a conversation with Naomi Wadler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. And she's 12 years old, ladies and gentlemen. She gave the speech, some would say, of a lifetime, but I'm sure she's prepared to do even more and reach higher heights. Last year, on the National Mall, during the March for Our Lives rally, tonight, she sits down with us to talk about her latest initiatives to improve her community. She lives here in the district. She attends school here in the district. She is an African-American teenager of Ethiopian descent, and she is 12 years old, and we're so happy to have us with us. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Naomi is talking about her initiatives dealing with gun violence, dealing with the prison pipeline, her issues she's addressing with education. She is out there covering all of that, and we'd like to hear from you what you think about the issues that we're facing in the community and how young people like Naomi can play a role. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Naomi, we've talked a little bit about child abuse. We talked about gun violence. You're also addressing the prison pipeline, right? That sort of industry. Talk about how you're addressing that and how that came to be of interest for you.
So really, it's just about if a black student or a student of color in school is treated like a criminal, if there are metal detectors, if they have the police called on them, if they get more detentions than a white student, they're gonna think that they are a criminal. And if you think that you're a criminal, you're gonna become one. And so it's really just that pipeline from I'm treated like a criminal in school, I'm gonna become a criminal in real life. And if at home you have nobody to go home to or to talk about it with it, it's more likely to happen. And it's really just about knowing that you are good, and so you shouldn't treat somebody like something if you don't want them to become it.
And are you willing to get that close to speaking at prisons, speaking with those kind of issues? Does that kind of give you pause to even sort of go down that road as a 12-year-old?
Not really. I mean, it doesn't really matter if I'm 12. It matters that I have something to say. And so people, I wish they would, but they won't. Just forget my age and listen to what I'm saying.
Now, you inspire others. We've already heard phone calls saying, Naomi, you are inspiring us. Who inspires you?
Janelle Monáe. I love how Janelle Monáe is so unapologetic, and I love how she just has her own style, and she doesn't care what the trends are, and she doesn't care what other people want her to be. She won't fit into a box, and she'll just be.
And do you love her music?
I do love her music. I'm a big fan.
Are you musical?
I like to sing, yeah. Like,
can you sing?
No.
I won't ask you to sing.
No, thank you.
All right, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Naomi Wadler is with us here in studio. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker, preteen. Naomi is 12 years old. It's kind of unbelievable. 12 years old. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Timberland is calling from Clinton. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
I just wanted to say you're an inspiration. Me and my son was riding in the car together, and he was talking about white this and white that, and because of his bad experience. And you said you made him inspired that people, it's not about color, it's about right or wrong. And I just want to say you inspired me, and you inspired my son, and you probably even changed his mind on and how he think about color, because it's not about that. It's about making change, and you're doing it.
Thank you so much.
And kudos to you.
Thank you so much, Timberland, for those nice comments. Again, more coming your way, Naomi. Now, Timberland talked about it's not about color, right? It's not about black or white. When you had that walkout before the rally, and 60-some of you all walked out, right, for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Was that a diverse group that walked out? Or was it all students of color? And it's all right to just say, you know, factually what it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There were maybe out of the 60, maybe like 20 students of color, but it was majority white. And I went to a majority white school. And Timberland said that it wasn't really about color, but it is about color. And even if we don't want it to be, it is, because that's going to affect how black people are treated, and it's going to affect how people look at them, and it's going to affect how people think of them. It's going to affect their entire life. And so even though you don't want to think of it as black, white, Hispanic, Asian, that's how it is. And so it's really just about getting over that.
Now, you also talked about the issue of gender, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about the girls and some of those who lost their lives and some of those who have been missing. And there hasn't been a lot of attention you felt on those. And you were there, as you said, to represent the voiceless of those that we don't see and that we don't hear. As a young lady of 12 years old, talk to the audience and myself a little bit about your feelings on that, as being a young girl and feeling like things aren't quite always level.
It's so terrible when I see black women portrayed in the media as monkeys and as angry women. That makes me feel so terrible about myself and about all the other girls of color, and I feel like I'm not worth anything. And it's and I not only do I want to represent girls of color, specifically black girls, I want to give them a platform, and I want to inspire them so that they can speak up, because I don't want it just to be about me, because it doesn't matter if it's just about one person. I want it to be about every girl of color in the United States.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joining us tonight, DMV's own Naomi Wadler, social justice activist, motivational speaker. Let me make sure I've got this right. Sixth grade student, 12 years old. I kept saying she was in the seventh grade off mic, but now I've got it. Sixth grade students, folks. She is in the studio with us tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kayla calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Kayla.
Congratulate you on your success. It's inspiring because on the news, many kids of color die every day, and it's so inspiring to hear this on the radio. And also, one question is, what projects in the near future do you plan on doing?
Thank you so much, Kayla. And you are 10 years old, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Kayla, for your question.
So I have a new digital show with Ellen DeGeneres, and it's spilling the tea in a good way. Do you get it?
I like that.
It's just telling people what it is and how to get over it. It's me interviewing a bunch of inspiring women who are using their platforms for good. And a new episode comes out every Friday. And I've interviewed Serena Williams about the experience of girls of color and black girl magic. And I interviewed Jamila Jamil about body image and self-love. And it's just a really great series. And I loved filming it. And I'm really excited.
Now, what you have to do, though, Naomi, is you have to get on that Ellen game show. What's it called? Games or no
game? Game of games.
Game of games. Could you handle that while you're sort of dropping that in there?
Yeah. I love Ellen DeGeneres, and I'm a huge fan, and I love the show. And so it was really exciting when I got to be on it and get a digital show.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. George is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, George.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Naomi, I just wanted to ask you, I know you spoke about Nelson Mandela being an inspiration, but do you look to any historical figures as an inspiration? Do you have any heroes and sheroes in history you can speak to and inspire you?
Thank you. I really do love Shirley Chisholm, and I didn't know who she was until a few years ago because she's not really a prominent figure in school's education, but she's just so cool, and I admire her courage and her willingness to do what was right, even though nobody else was standing with her, and she's a huge inspiration.
Now, Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman to run for president of the United States. Could mm-hmm. that be in your future down the road?
I do not want to be president, but I do want to be a doctor and or the president of the New York Times.
So you want to be either a journalist, what we're doing here, or a doctor?
Yes.
All right. 202-319-7810. Naomi Wattler is our guest tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Professor Higgins is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Professor Higgins.
I want to compliment Naomi on her plight, on her efforts. If there's anything that Charm School can do to help assist her alleviate these issues that are plaguing our society, we'd love to. We have met with some high-figured icons who support our efforts, and I'm sure that we could also introduce some icons to Naomi. Not to do any name dropping, Naomi, but again, we do commend you, and please look up acharmschool.com. If there's anything that we can do to help you and to help you in these schools, to help these teachers, to help these parents, we are here for you. We have a AAA approach. Everyone needs attention, affection, and appreciation. In the absence of those three ingredients in life, things happen.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Higgins. And I'm sure Naomi appreciates
all of your
nice compliments that you've thrown out to her. We're going to continue this conversation. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It is April. It is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and our guest tonight, Naomi Wattler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to take a quick break, Naomi, and when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the issues you're addressing with education, right? Some of the phenomenal people you had a chance to meet at the March for Our Lives rally, and all of the other issues and some of the things maybe you want to talk about that we haven't brought up. She is Naomi Wattler. She's our guest tonight on Insight. Our conversation will continue right after this. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, our guest is Naomi Wattler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. And we must add, she is 12 years old. Naomi is famous for her March for Our Lives rally speech on the National Mall last March. And tonight, she is our guest to talk about her initiatives to improve her community, issues that she's taking on. She's taken on gun violence. Now she's taking on issues affecting girls of color, particularly black girls, school discipline, domestic and sexual abuse as well. So we're talking about a little of all of that tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Naomi, you are a young lady of African descent, and the issue of colorism is one that you've taken on. Tell us about that and your thoughts on that issue.
So black people really get upset when we are viewed as like a group and we're not, and we're just the black people. But we often self-segregate and we say, oh, well, it's better if you are mixed and you have light skin. And if you have darker skin, you're a less desirable black woman. But if you have light skin and loose curls and green eyes, you're perfect. And so it's really just about if slavery came back, we would all be in the fields. And so it's not just light skin and dark skin, we would all go down together. And so it's about loving ourselves and not self-segregating, because if we don't like it when people do it to us, we shouldn't do it to ourselves.
Has that been difficult for you, or has been natural for you to love yourself at 12?
It's been kind of difficult. I remember I was on my iPad, and it was summer vacation, and I saw this meme, and it was a light-skinned girl and a dark-skinned girl, and it was making some joke, and I was, like, confused, and then I looked it up, and I found all these terrible things, and it made me feel really, really bad about myself, and I started wishing that I had lighter skin, and that my hair wasn't as kinky, and that I had lighter eyes. Maybe I had to have light eyes. And it's just terrible, because I'm sure that other girls of color have felt that way too. And so it's been pretty difficult. I do love myself, though.
But you've made your way through. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are still open. Let's go back to the phone lines. Marguerite is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Marguerite.
Hi, I was calling to let her know that she is blessed with the best. She's a female Martin Luther King activist, and she is so very well-spoken. Keep the good work up. God love you, and so do I.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marguerite, for your call. They're coming in fast and furious, Naomi. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about how it is best, you believe, to help other young people such as you become engaged like you are in issues in our community.
So it's all about knowing that success looks like you and that you shouldn't look to others for your definition of success. So if you want to become an activist and you want to become outspoken on certain issues, you shouldn't look at other activists and say that you have to be like them, and you shouldn't put yourself in a box. You should just be, and you should start wherever you want to start. You shouldn't just start giving speeches at local events because you see some famous person giving speeches at local events. If you want to put up posters, you put up posters. And if you want to go to a town hall, you go to a town hall. If you want to lobby, you lobby. I mean, it's not really about what other people are doing, and you shouldn't really care what other people are doing. It's all about you.
Do you tend to get disappointed after last year, after that rally, after the recognition that you have gotten, and still see that legislation really isn't changing things like you would? How do you not get sort of discouraged?
Well, I know that we've made a lot of progress and that the issue of gun violence wasn't really at the forefront as much as it is now. And so I'm just really... If something happens and a bill that I wanted to get passed doesn't get passed, that's fine. We'll make another bill. And so it's just keep going and keep going and don't look behind you.
Now, you keep going, and we're talking about all these issues that you're addressing, right? But you're still in the sixth grade. You still have school. You still have homework. You still have exams.
Yeah.
You still have field trips. And yet you're here speaking to us, and you're speaking in other places. How do you balance all of that?
So my mom really wants me to start journaling, and I've started journaling about 2 pages since in the last month, and I really like journaling because it's like gets all your thoughts out. And I go to Starbucks. Before this radio interview, I went to Starbucks and I got all my homework done. And I said, "And there's nothing coming after that." I apologize.
That's all right. And so when we talk about these issues that are very adult-themed, right? And it's so unusual to have a young person speak to the issues in the manner that you're speaking to. Do you often feel overwhelmed or out of place or intimidated?
I do, because I'm going to go speak at Harvard about youth discipline, and I have a feeling that it's going to be a lot of adults, and there aren't going to be very many kids there, and so I'm a little nervous because I seem like a kid that doesn't know anything in front of all these professors and all these activists who have been doing this for like 30 years. I seem like a baby, and I really like events where there are other kids and I can talk to other kids.
And so what do you do to kind of get yourself, when you say Harvard, if I knew I was going to speak at Harvard and they invited me, I would be nervous. And I know very early on you said on the March for Our Lives that you were very nervous there. Is there ever a sense where you go, I've been invited to speak somewhere and I don't think this is a good place for me to speak?
Definitely. I'm trying to think of some examples, but for example, if there's a place where they want me to speak, but it's like seems off, or it's going to be a bunch of adults and I don't feel like I should be doing that, I feel like I should be speaking with kids, I will definitely say
And is it
no.
different for you speaking in front of children versus speaking in front of adults?
It is. I feel more at ease when I'm speaking in front of children, and children are a tougher crowd, and adults are...
Why so?
Because they're kids and they're my age, and like they just are, the kids are mean. And not all of them, but most of them. And it's like it's harder to get through to them, and they don't really care about what you're saying, but like they are just there in the audience.
And if I can piggyback on that, when you say that, does it then make you feel different than those other kids who might be your age? And if so, what does that feel like?
It does make me feel pretty different. And I just had a conversation with my mom today. I really want to be like other kids, and I want to go home and do my homework and watch Netflix. I don't want to go home and do my homework and write a speech, right? And so I do feel different, and sometimes it's...
Sometimes is it too much pressure? You feel too...
I do feel pretty pressured some of the time. Most of the time, I'm fine. But sometimes I'll have to write a speech and I won't know what to write about, and I'll just feel terrible about myself.
So in some ways, it sounds like it's a calling for you. Even though it seems like it's much, mm-hmm. you feel like this is something you should be doing.
Yeah.
All right. At 12 years old, I will say to you, Naomi, that even... Well, I was about 13. I kind of knew what I sort of wanted to do, right? And so that's rare for most teenagers. And you're 12. Talk to us a little bit here in our last few minutes about your plans, your academic plans. I know you're only in the sixth grade, but I take it you probably have already have some ideas of what you want to do with yourself academically. Can you share some of those thoughts with us?
I do want to go to Columbia University. I love New York City, and I want to live in New York City, and I just think it's so cool.
What's your mom think about that?
She thinks, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
One of my closest friends wants to go to Stanford, and I said, well, maybe I'll go to Stanford, and she's like, no, too far away.
Stanford is too far. That's what your mom said.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to study, again, journalism, or?
I want to study biology with an undergrad in African American studies.
Now, I would say some folks may say not political science. You don't see yourself in politics.
No, so I do. I really like not like speaking about politics and speaking to politicians and changing their minds and having conversations with them, but I don't really see myself on Capitol Hill.
Well, we see you doing great things, Naomi Wattler, and you're doing great things right now, and we so appreciate you being with us, the way you handle yourself. You're so... smart, and you understand
you.
The issues at 12 years old, and you can do a lot for a lot of us who hear you and inspired by you from those who have called. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. She is Naomi Wattler. She's a social justice activist and motivational speaker. The best to you in all that you will
thank
do in
you
the
so
future.
Much.
That's the Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, April 8th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.